Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We're thinking outside the box with this one. We're not going to talk about a basketball game or a jog around the block. Instead, we're going to talk about roughhousing and other play in the house. It's exercise, of course, but it can also help with your child's development. But how much roughhousing is too much and how rough is too rough? Well, OSF child psychologist Dr. Kyle Berkey says, surprisingly, aggressive play between parents and kids can lead to less aggressive behaviors in those kids.
During physical play, fathers especially that exert some levels of dominance actually have more well-adjusted kiddos, more socially adjusted and more confident kiddos. Whereas more passive fathers, we actually get children who engage in more physical aggression. So it's kind of opposite of what maybe some people who are a little hesitant would think.
Active play also helps kids with social cues, confidence, motor skills, and regulating emotions.
I might be starting to get frustrated, but I'm learning how to deal with that frustration. I'm learning how to be assertive and say, I would like to stop, or please stop. And if it's high quality interaction, the parent's going to stop. And I'm now learning that if I advocate for myself, then things are going to turn out the right way.
Examples of active play include tag, wrestling, or just spinning the kid around. As always, though, don't take it too far. If a kid says stop, take a break. And if they really don't like being tickled, for example, maybe skip that one. As far as when to stop and let the kid roughhouse and play with others their age, well, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, says Dr. Berkey. Just do what works for your family. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.